You're listening to Julie's Library, where books bring us together. Today, we're going to read Tia Isa Wants a Car by Meg Medina, illustrated by Claudio Munoz.
Hello, and welcome to my library. I'm Julie Andrews, and this is my daughter, Emma Walton Hamilton.
Hi, we're so glad you're here. Though I should warn you, it's been very noisy in the library today.
Yes, there's been a giant traffic jam outside all morning.
And I'm a bit worried because our friend Meg Medina is coming over to read her book, Tia Isa Wants a Car. But I don't know how she's going to get through all that traffic.
Well, it's okay if she's a little bit late. Her book is definitely worth waiting for.
That's true. Well, while we wait, we can listen to all those lovely honks and vrooms happening outside our window.
It's a traffic chorus.
Yes. Oh, Mom, that reminds me of one of my all-time favorite words.
Mm?
Onomatopoeia.
Oh, yes, that is a lovely one. Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia is when a word imitates the sound something makes, like honk, or vroom, but also splash, crunch.
Or cuckoo.
Right.
We asked some friends to share their favorite onomatopoeias with us.
Let's hear what they came up with.
My favorite onomatopoeia is thud, thud, thud.
Kaboom!
Crash.
Squish, because that reminds me of making berry soup.
Kabooey.
Splash.
Crash.
Kaboom!
Plunk.
Boink, because boink is a very good sound. Bye!
Oh, those were some crackling good words.
Aha! Did you hear the squeal of the brakes and the thump of the car door? Onomatopoeias all around us. That must be Meg Medina. I'll go meet her.
Good timing. Listeners, we're going to take a quick break to help our special guest settle into the library. We'll be right back with Meg's story, Tia Isa Wants a Car. See you in the reading nook. We're back, dear listeners. Please welcome our special guest, Meg Medina, to the Reading Nook.
Hi, everyone.
Let's all get ready to hear Meg read today's story.
With cozy pillows all around,
a glowing lamp shines its light on the pages.
There's a squishy rug under our feet.
And there's a big, soft reading chair for our special guest.
Oh, this is a very comfortable chair.
It is, isn't it? Now, let's listen to Meg read her wonderful book.
Tia Isa Wants a Car. She tells me after work, when she still smells of lemon pies from the bakery. She's turning the jump rope that's tied to the fence, and I am already up to 20. Bicicorre, she says, to take us to the beach. Really? The beach? I can't catch my breath. No one goes far from my block in the summer. But a beach has foamy water that reaches all the places I cannot go. See, really? Let's save. Tia Isa wants a car. What color? I ask as we climb the steps to our apartment, past our neighbor's doors. From under the cracks, I hear the scrape of forks and smell the boiled hot dogs on their tables. The same shiny green as the ocean that lapped outside my bedroom window, she says. When Tia Isa was a girl, the air on her island smelled of wet palm fronds and mud. And pointy wings off the back, I say. When we go fast, we'll look like the gulls that swooped for your crab buckets. It's my favorite Tia story. Yes, she says, así. Tia Isa wants a car. But Tio Andres laughs when he hears his sister's plan. Don't be ridiculous, he says. You're not a rich queen. We walk to everything we need here, Isa. Now, what's for dinner? Tia Isa just whistles as she steps over Dio's work boots, muddy like ogre shoes, and stirs our black bean soup. Later that night, Tia Isa takes out the fat money envelope from her drawer in our room. Two piles, she says. I make a stack tall and straight. That's our helping money, which we will send back home, along with notes and pictures, so Mommy can see how I've grown. What's left is for Tia Isa's car. Too little, I think. Not as tall as a pinch. But Tia Isa only crosses her arms. What did that bossy brother of mine say? She asks. He said, ridiculo. I repeat, with Theo's hard R's like a cat purring. We'll see about that, she says. Tia Isa wants a car. Is it waiting for us inside this car lot that smells of tar? We walk along, sucking on red popsicles and looking at the clouds reflected on the glassy hoods. How much, mister? How much? Tia Isa repeats in the few English words she knows. She shows him her envelope. Not enough, the man tells us again, shaking his head. We'll have the money soon, Tia Isa says, as we wait for the bus. But soon is when our family is going to join us here, so I know that soon can be a very long time. Tia Isa wants a car, but we don't have enough, I tell Señor Leo, who is sweeping his fruit store. He stops to scratch his shiny head and has an idea. Help me stack those oranges nice and pretty, Niña, and I'll pay you. Tia Isa wants a car, I tell La Vieja María, who has windowsill cats but can't bend her creaky back to feed them. She looks over her dusty glasses and holds out her extra key. Come after school, mi vida, to give the kittens milk. I'll pay you. Tia Isa wants a car, I tell Miss Amy, who speaks no Spanish, but wants to invite Señor Pérez over for ham sandwiches. How will they tell each other good stories? Teach me some Español, she begs. I'll pay you. Tia Isa wants a car. But why does it take so long to save? Sometimes it's hard to wait for good things to happen, she says. Then she reads me Mommy's letter. Abuelo is feeling a little better. Mommy feeds him crab soup. Papi plays him old songs on his guitar. So I wait and wait. Until one day, my secret money sock has grown into a giant money sausage and can't wait anymore. I show Tia my surprise. The curly bills tumble onto her bed. She leaves two pink lip marks on my forehead from her besito. Vamos, Tia, let's go, I tell her, tiptoeing past Dio Andres, who is playing cards with the men from work. She chases after me all the way to the lot. Tia Isa wants a car, and I find it, hiding near the rusty fence, shiny green, wide as the porch of Tia Isa's old house. Already I can feel the seashells between my toes. Ese mismo, she says, the very one. We'll take it, I tell the man. Bad radio, no air conditioning, warns the man. But Tia Isa is already touching the front seat, big enough for three. She nods when I show her there's room in the back for more of us who'll come soon. You're right, mija, she says. This one will take us all where we want to go. We'll take it, I tell the man. The Aisa turns on the car, whose motor cranks with a puff of genie smoke, and then it says, arroz, 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 arroz. First things first, she says. She pulls out the only thing left in our envelope, which is skinny now, like an empty balloon. It's a picture of our whole family. Me, Tia Isa, and Tio Andres. But also my parents, grandparents, and cousins. Los padres, abuelos, and primos who are still there, thinking about us from that breezy house by the sea. I hold the picture steady while she tapes down the corners. Then, the Aisa leans into the hula hoop wheel, and off we go. My ponytail flaps behind me like a rope cut loose. We zoom along Sanford Avenue, past my school and the other buildings so squat and red, past a bus full of tired people squeezed close the way I hate, with no room to spin around on the bars inside. The Aisa bought a car, I shout. The Aisa steers us to the spot I point to. The rumbling car fits in the space just right. Our neighbors come out to see. Hurry now, apúrate. I check for the frowning super and run to the patch of keep-off grass. I whistle until Tio Andres finally comes out to look. The Aisa bought a car, I call. Come down and see. He laughs in surprise at his ridiculous sister. You did it, he says, smiling to his back teeth. We did it, the Aisa says. And there's room for us all. The Aisa and I bought a car to carry us all to the sea. The end.
Oh, Meg, that was a wonderful story.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Tia Isa's niece worked so hard to help her aunt.
And she had a lot of jobs, feeding the kittens, stacking oranges, and teaching Miss Amy Spanish.
And saving money requires a lot of patience and discipline. It can be hard not spending that money when you're trying to save it.
That's definitely true. When I was a girl, I remember we used to save for lots of things, for Christmas presents. There was something called layaway, where we would save and pay slowly until we could get the coat or the shoes or the toy that we really wanted. I would dust, or I would help fold laundry, or I would do little things like that.
Just like Tia Isa and her niece. I remember once saving up to get my mum a birthday present. I was so proud of myself when I finally had enough money to buy her the special face powder she'd always wanted.
And I remember how good it felt to make cookies for a bake sale at school to help raise funds for books we needed.
I remember those cookies. Oh, they were delicious. Meg, can you tell us more about what inspired you to write this book?
Well, there is a real Tia Isa. She's still living. She's my mom's youngest sister, and she did buy the first family car. My family had come from Cuba, and this was the first major thing that they were buying. It stalled. It didn't behave well, and my aunt drove it too slowly. There were all kinds of problems with the car, but the very first place she took us was the beach.
That's lovely. Thank you for sharing your book with us today.
Yes, thank you for being here, Meg.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you. With all that traffic outside, I better get going. Thanks for having me.
Please come back soon.
Bye. Get home safely.
Ah, some days it's hard to leave the reading nook when a story ends. Sometimes when a story is over, I wish I could start it again. But the fabulous thing about libraries is that you can read your favorites again and again whenever you like.
And speaking of favorites, it's time for
Wonderful,
Wonderful,
Wonderful Words.
We've been asking you to share your favorite words with us, whether you love them because of how useful they are.
Like the word accelerate, vroom, vroom, which means to speed up.
Or because they're simply fun to say, like the word sizzle.
Ooh, nice onomatopoeia, Mom.
Thank you, Em. Our listeners have sent us so many wonderful words. Let's hear some of them now.
My favorite word is unicorn because it's my favorite animal.
Awesome because it is awesome.
Star because star is so bright.
Whatever because it's fun to say.
Popcorn. I like popcorn because it's yummy. Bye-bye.
What wonderful words. You can share more favorites with us at julieslibraryshow.org. We can't wait to hear them.
Thank you for being here to meet our special guest, Meg Medina, and listen to her story. We'll be back next week with another fantastic book that we picked out just for you.
Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading.
Julie's Library is hosted and produced by Julie Andrews and me, Emma Walton Hamilton. The featured book in this episode was Tia Isa Wants a Car by Meg Medina, illustrated by Claudio Munoz, and published by Candlewick Press. Thanks to the team at Candlewick. We always recommend picking the books up for yourself. You can find Tia Isa Wants a Car at your local library or bookstore. You've got to see the car in action. For more book recommendations, head to julieslibraryshow.org. Sign up for our newsletter and you'll receive special activities and notes from Mom and me. Julie's Library is produced by Molly Bloom, Alyssa Dudley, Rosie DuPont, Tracy Mumford, Mark Sanchez, and Sandon Totten. Our executive producer is Lauren D. Sound design is by Phoebe Wang. Digital production is by Christina Lopez. Original music is from Allison Leighton Brown. Sound mixing is by Corey Schreppel and Eric Romani. Special thanks to Cynthia Daniels at Monk Music Studios, Lily Kim, and Sam Hamilton. And to Meg Medina for sharing her story. Also, thanks to Benjamin Wiener's first grade class from St. Anne's School in Brooklyn. We love hearing from our listeners. Today, you heard from Jackson and Savi from Brooklyn, New York, Josie and Beckett from Tahoe City, California, Jean from Indianapolis, Mackenzie from New York City, Finn from Newfield, New York, Simon from Oakland, California, Adeline from Mesa, Arizona, Ziad from Oakland, California, Christina from Naples, Florida, Aaron from Austin, Texas, Kennedy from Irvine, California, and Chaitanya from Chennai, India. Julie's Library is a production of American Public Media.